some of the teeth that were taken from the sows that were killed in the last 2 years, they were 15-year-old bears. They've been around. This was probably they grew up with a sow and inherited part of her home range, and that included part of Sitka. They distribute themselves based on a pecking order. The sows with cubs have a pecking order, and then the boars come in and they have their own pecking order. Sows are pretty protective of their cubs, and they'll move to avoid the boars. Way back when Jim Farrow was here, and he's also got a lot of bear experience and behavior understanding behind him, is that he told me that he always felt that there were about 7 adult bears on the Sitka's home front range. And those bears distribute themselves along that. They have individual den sites. They move around and interact with one another, but they also come down and interact with people. And I've always felt that there's an advantage. If you look at the number of people and the number of instances where they've had bears in their yards, had an encounter where a bear has approached them with a dog or their children, and the people have done kind of foolish things trying to get pictures and things like that, the bears have been relatively tolerant. To the point that in a couple of years ago, when we had some of our most serious encounters in the most recent years, where a person was swatted off a bike and another one was grabbed, they weren't badly hurt. And they could have been very easily. Not to say it wasn't a traumatic experience for them, but if you look across the board for Alaska, there's an indication if you run into a bear in the northern latitudes further here, where they're not as comfortable with people, the damage is often a lot worse. So to me, there's some logic to keeping those older bears around that are know the drill, understand what people are, and are pretty tolerant like that.
The distribution of bears has been pretty consistent over the years, and it's surprising to look at the map that you're looking at areas mainly around downtown, sort of the Halibut Point Road area to basically the Sheldon Jackson campus.
That's correct.
This is kind of, I would have expected that would have been farther out, Sawmill Creek Road. You do have an area in Jamestown Bay that gets high frequency, but is there an explanation for why bears concentrate in certain parts of Sitka?
Well, the green area that you're looking on the map is essentially the Indian River Valley. And as it breaks out towards the bottom there at Jamestown Bay, the influence there of the fish stream, the timber, the easy access. It's a big U-shaped valley, plus the upper end of Indian River. If you go to the very upper end of that, it hits a ridge, a back wall, and that drops right over into Callahan. And for a bear, it's nothing to make that loop, especially the boars. The boars that come through. The upper end of the area that you're looking at there is essentially got a perimeter trail of the cross trail. So it's easy for a bear over in HPR, say Cascade Creek. What we typically see is they may be up in the Stargavin Valley. They cross over the ridge and they into the Granite Creek Pit area up No Name Creek. Then they come in through the fork there of Granite Creek, come in above the pit. They hit the Benchland Road and the Harbor Mountain Road, come right around onto the Benchland Road, and turn the corner of Cascade Street. At Cascade Street, they go up through the Muskeg, and the backside, they hit the new portion of the cross trail, and it used to be the water line. So they've been using it for a long time, and you've got Gavin Subdivision there. And we've had problems there quite a bit, plus on Edgecombe, too. We occasionally have bears that step out off of Cascade Creek and walk down the middle of Edgecombe. So you've got what you typically find is the bears that are accessing Sitka, they like to hang pretty close to the timber and to areas where they can escape. That's why we don't see them too many times downtown. And the bears that usually get caught downtown are in a big hurry to get out. And so even though that behind Blatchley Middle School, we've got a compost area we've had some gardens in there, big community gardens, we don't see a whole lot of emphasis there because they're essentially blocked with easy access to Swan Lake. So there are areas in Sitka that are just not naturally frequented by bears simply because it puts them too far away from their escape route.